to see Lord of the Rings. And I'm jumping around on ICQ and email, and people are actually asking me, they're going, hey, have you seen Lord of the Rings? Yeah. Did you like it? Okay, I thought the question of did you like Lord of the Rings is kind of redundant, okay? It's like the third most expensive film ever made. The first most expensive film ever made was the third movie, okay? So people have like dedicated their lives. There's special effects guys who like got coffee addictions, are still trying to get help for making this fucking film. Everybody was going insane. The director practically did the Mel Gibson thing and had a mental breakdown at the end of it. He got the One Ring. All the actors got tattoos, okay? There's never been a film where people have gotten this hardcore. So I'm like asking whether or not I like it. I used to think it was just the dumbest thing in the world, but wait, no, stop. I had a guy walk in the shop and say, Sean, hi, have you seen Lord of the Rings? Why, yes, what a surprise. I've seen Lord of the Rings. And he said, oh, did you like it? And I said, yeah, I did. That's another great question. He goes, I didn't. What? What did you just say? Oh, I didn't like Lord of the Rings.
I didn't like Lord of the Rings. I did not.
Why? Why could you possibly? Well, I thought the story was a little bit too Hollywood. You know, it was all this action, and we never saw any character development. You know, that's the whole thing. I'm like, motherfucker, it is a big book, okay? He's trying to put this big book in a film. Yeah, Tom Bombadil or whatever the fuck his name was wasn't in there. Regardless of that, the guy was not in the film. So he's not in the film, okay? He's not there, but he's like, I want to see more character development. Now, this came to me in a great revelation that no matter what you do, no matter what I did, there's nothing I could do ever as cool as Lord of the Rings, okay? There's nothing I could ever do that would ever even come close to being as cool as Lord of the Rings, and there are people who didn't like that. In that case, I feel great. That means there's assholes everywhere. No matter what you do, there's always some cocksucker gonna be standing there going, oh, well, I don't agree with what you did there. I don't think what you did there was right. I don't agree with how you're doing this. I think they should have done more of this and more of that, and even if you did it that way, there'd be some other asshole to come along going, So, the moral of this long and involved story is that if you're gonna do something, and you're gonna do the best you can, be proud of it, and fuck everyone who says that they should have done a better job, or blah, 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 because you know what, there's people who just like stirring shit up, and they haven't done a fucking thing, because it's easier to throw rocks than build something. My name is Sean Kennedy, I am the fucking man.